Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Of course, on Sunday, right about 9 o'clock, we woke up to the news of a small fire that has started breaking out in Cape Town, which then later on turned out to be a raging wildfire on the eastern side of Table Mountain. Not long, and then it moved across to UCT when a decision was to be made to evacuate the campus.
Also, didn't help with the hot temperatures that we're experiencing in Cape Town on Sunday as well, upper 30s, 35, 36 thereabouts.
That's very warm. Mm. But also wasn't too long before, you know, the community, people and also organizations stepped in to assist those students and also the firefighters, the people on the front line that were trying to, you know, kill this fire.
UCT in particular, university, were in dire straits, dire need of assistance.
One of those organizations that just stepped up, and they always do. Gift of the Givers. We've got Dr. Suleiman on the line this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning to you and to your family. Thank you. It's what, Bobby and Charlie?
Yeah. Morning, morning.
Charlie's here as well.
Morning, Doctor.
Dr. Suleiman, listen, I was following all of this, obviously, on social media. Very difficult to kind of follow it when you in Kobego, Port Elizabeth. It was on the news. It was on social media. But it wasn't long before there was a tweet and a message from Gift of the Givers to say that you guys were going to step in and assist those that needed one accommodation and needed food for the night. Firstly, how did you pull all of this together so quickly?
Look, let's be fair to everyone in the disaster business. It'll be 29 years in August this year. So this is something we do in our sleep every day. You know, it's something that we're very used to. And secondly, Cape Town is a place where there's always fires. So we're always on alert for fires in Cape Town. We're always ready. Yeah. Third thing is we've got huge logistics. We've got warehouses, we've got trucks, we've got permanent staff. You know, we have a relationship with the city council, with the disaster management. So, but on, as you mentioned in your introduction, on Sunday morning when we heard about the fire, we didn't take too much of notice because they said it's just a small fire and, you know, it should settle and we didn't worry about it too much. And then later on in the day, when it came down, the wind always changed suddenly. We said, okay, let's follow it more closely, and we saw it getting bigger. So at that point, we told university, look, we don't know what you guys need, but at the moment, nothing has happened. But if something happens and they say the smoke is coming towards you guys, if you need some help, we can assist. But we didn't say what we can assist. But at around 2-3 o'clock, when you realize it's getting worse, and then news is starting to filter through, they think the residence is going to burn. And then if your residence burns, what happens? You've got to deploy, you've got to move your students out. So we already informed the cook at that time in the afternoon. We think we're going to need to feed students tonight. Because even if there's no buildings being burned, there's going to be smoke, and we have to evacuate them in any case, and they'll have to put them somewhere. And so, you know, we need to be on standby. So the cook was already on standby in the afternoon, and at 4 o'clock the call came. They said, we're in trouble. You know what? We have to evacuate the students. We need to feed them tonight, and we don't do disasters. We don't know what to do. Can you guys help? So we said, fine. What do you want? We didn't expect 4,000 students. No, we didn't expect that amount of students. That is the part that came as a shock. In any case, we said, yes, we'll help you. And we got everything ready. The cook brought all the teams in at night, buying all the stuff in late afternoon, managed to get the stuff. And while we were preparing for the meals, they called us back and said, do you mind doing it 3 times a day for the next, you know, week or so? Because we can't handle it. So we said, fine, we'll do that. It's not an issue for us. And that's how it started. And we set accommodation. They said, look, they look into it because it's a university responsibility. They're in charge of the students and all everything that with the security. They would look into the accommodation. And I must say, they did a great job to find accommodation for so many students when all the hotels are closed and, you know, with lockdown, so many companies have been in big trouble, no staff. And we arranged the food. And the only big challenge after getting the cook to cook 4,000 meals at night was to get it delivered to 29 different hotels. But Cape Town was amazing. They came in the hundreds to our office at night and said, we want to help. So we had to send in medical teams to make sure there's social distancing and people are following the rules. But everybody was very disciplined, very organized, respecting the rules. And they piped from the pot into the box, into the foam car plate. And everybody came. I got a car, I got a van, I got this, let me go. Everybody was rushing, trampling over each other to deliver, to help, to go and distribute the food. And they did it. They took it to all the 29 hotels very quickly. And when they got there, the students were traumatized. you know, and they're happy that something was done for them. They appreciate that the university arranged hotels for them. They appreciate that they got food. And also the food. We had to cater for three different types of taste. We did chicken, mutton, and vegetarian. And we got it to them, and they said, you know what, we're sorry, but we just need a soap, a toothbrush, and a toothpaste. And on Monday morning, we arranged the three meals and those items and additional hygiene items also.
Dr. Suleiman, you guys, from your team, Gift of the Givers, you coordinated this so well before providing all the things that were needed. From your side as Gift of the Givers, is assistance still needed at this time, or did you guys close this ticket for now?
We made an announcement last night that we don't want any more donations, either in cash or in kind, because there was a surge yesterday. It just went through the roof. You know, the public went crazy the way they responded. So, and the way we're calculating it, we can, even with what we have, we can manage. And also, at some point, the students will start going back. The only ones that won't be able to go back are those whose residence got burned. So, to cater for them, we can manage. And even in existing, to cater for the next 4 or 5 days is not a problem. So, we'd like to say a very, very big thank you to all of South Africa. Thank you for all the stuff you've given us. But we're saying now, put a halt to donations. We can always reserve that for some other disaster that the country needs. We need to save our resources and use it where it's health required. We're not being impolite. We're not being ungrateful. We're being extremely grateful. We don't want to waste resources. The South Africa has been very generous, and we say thank you very much for all the support we have received.
Awesome. And I think from our side as well, as citizens, we need to thank you, Dr. Suleiman, and the organization Gift of the Givers for all the work that you do as well for us and the people on the ground as well. It was just fantastic to see everybody come together and work together, particularly during a time like this. Now we need it, so thank you very, 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 very much from us.
Just one other comment, you know, in your Islanda, there was a fire yesterday. Our teams are there now.
Yes,
you know, we were there last night feeding the people in Islanda. There was a fire there, and you know, we've been providing blankets, hot meals, sanitary pads. We may even look at putting corrugated sheeting in to help the people with their homes again. So our teams were there also yesterday in Islanda.
Yeah, those informal settlements, quite a number of houses, almost 50 houses.
110.
It's gone up to 110 now.
Yeah,
that's very sad. But thank you for helping with that too. Dr. Suleiman from Gift of the Givers, thank you for joining us on Algo FM Breakfast.
Thank you. Keep well. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Doctor, bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.